Hey guys, welcome to Jenny's Waffle House, a brand new episode. Today I'm going to be talking about lifestyle. So, I have recently adopted a new lifestyle. And I feel great. I feel fantastic. So, I don't drink alcohol anymore. I recently went to Aberystwyth for a weekend of just chilled vibes, met up with a friend who lives in Wales. On the Friday, we went on a bit of a pub crawl sort of thing, mini pub crawl. Everyone else was shit-faced, and I just couldn't get drunk. Like, even though I wanted to have a drink, I wanted to get drunk, and I just couldn't. I don't know why. So, you know when people go, like the next day, like, oh, I'm never drinking again because of how hungover they are? I don't see the point in drinking again because I'm not really a drinker. I don't really drink alcohol. I used to drink it, like, socially in my local pub. But I don't live in that area anymore and I just don't go to that pub anymore. So, yeah, and how my mental health is at the moment, I don't think a depressant is sort of what I need. And I actually enjoy going to the gym every day. So I prefer going to my local gym for a swim, sauna, steam room. You know, even in the actual gym, you know, the people, it's just great. Yeah, it's just great. So that I would rather do that, which is positive, super positive, than sit in a pub where, you know, drugs are consumed, alcohol is flowing. I'm sort of just not into that anymore. I've kind of outgrown it, which is, I never thought those words would leave my mouth, but I'm 35 and I just don't want to, I don't want to get to like 40 and I'm still going to the pub all the time because I've got nothing else going on in my life. No, I just don't want that. And when I've been to local pubs, you know, the same people are still in there drinking all the time. And it's just like, I couldn't do that. I just couldn't do it. And, you know, for a while, I didn't think that I was going to be able to sort of, you know, get out of that sort of like same old routine of going to the pub all the time, Friday night, this, that, you know. And then my mum died. And how a lot of people turn to drink in moments like that. I went the other way. I just didn't drink alcohol, which is crazy. I did a little bit, but then I was like, no, I just, you know, and it sort of felt like being in quicksand. Alcohol is a depressant. So if your mental health is shit, drinking alcohol is the worst thing that you can do, honestly. I've been suicidal before. I've had suicidal thoughts when I've been drinking alcohol. And, you know, I've been that drunk where, like, you know, you're sobbing because you're that depressed. And if your mental health is not in a good place, that's catastrophically really bad. And I genuinely think if I was still going to the pub and, you know, and drinking cider and beer and all this and going back to, you know, people's houses and just, you know, and, you know, and drugs are going on and all that, you know what I mean? I don't do drugs like that, you know. I don't do drugs at all, even. And you know, and that's up to you know, whoever. If you do that, that's, you know, completely up to you. But it's not real. you know, you're just like, yeah, you're just like doing the same old shit, stuck in the loop. And it's like, yeah, I just couldn't think of anything worse, to be honest. You know, so I was in my local pub and I thought, you know, I'll never stop going here. You know, like, I love it. It's got a jukebox, pool table, all that, you know what I mean? And now I don't go there, and it's like, because it's just not a healthy environment. And, you know, I don't know, you sort of just, you get to the point where you just don't want to do that anymore, you know? And it's like, I never thought that that would ever, like, that I would ever think that way. So yeah, so I have changed my lifestyle. I haven't been to that pub in like about a year. Yeah, it's about a year, I think. Well, is it even? Yeah, I think it's, maybe it's not a year actually. Maybe it's like, I think it's nearly a year that I've not been in there, I think. Coming up to like nearly a year. I'm terrible with like memory and stuff, so I, it could have been 6 months ago, I don't know. But yeah, I just don't, you know, that just isn't my, that's not my thing anymore. That's not my vibe. It's not a part of my lifestyle. So yeah, and you know, and by cutting out the alcohol, I'm not, you know, in a depressive state of mind anymore. I'm not surrounded by people who are just pissheads, you know, like, you know, that is all they do. I'm not surrounded by any of that anymore. I haven't got that sort of like negative, you know, yeah, I'm just not in that, you know. And that's fine. That's totally fine with me. I'm not fazed. It doesn't bother me. So yeah, so I don't really drink alcohol anymore. After not being able to get drunk, when I went away, for a little weekend in Aberystwyth, I was just kind of like, what's the point then? Excuse me while I take a drink of my sneak energy. Most people would cut that out, but I'm not going to cut it out. I'm not going to cut it out because I want this podcast to be authentic. If I was doing like a sports podcast, or if I was doing it super clean, you know, you'd cut stuff out, you'd have an editor and all that, but I just don't want to do that because Jennings Waffle House is about me waffling about stuff that, you know, and I hope other people can find, you know, some interest in listening to me. podcast seems to be doing okay on the statistics. So, yeah, must be doing something right. I'm going to try and, once I get on some medication, I'm going to try and get on, try and get on some courses to try and better my life, basically, because at the moment I have a job, but it's like I want a career, really. I'm 35, I would love a career. And also I would love a career in something like front end web development. So to be a front end web developer, I can't even say it. To be a front end web developer, you just need a laptop. You've got the skills, you've learnt the skills, and you just need a laptop. That's it. Laptop and an internet connection. That is so cool. I love that. Because you could work anywhere. You could be at, you could be stuck at an airport waiting for your next flight. You pull out your laptop, you know, and you can work on stuff, and it's just so cool. I just like that. You could be on a yacht in the middle of nowhere, and as long as you've got an internet connection, you know, satellite internet connections, happy days. Like, you can still work. You know what I mean? And I just like that sort of, the ability to do that is, it just, it excites me. So once I get on some medication and my focus is a bit more sort of precise, I'm going to try and learn how to do front-end web development, because in about 5 years, 5 or 6 years, I want to move to Los Angeles, because I love the architecture, I love all the touristy stuff, you know. I've never even been, but from what I've seen, like Muscle Beach, oh, so cool, Venice Skate Park, you know, I used to skateboard, so, it's a part of me, Silicon Valley, you know, tech city, basically, you know, celebrities, models, you know, famous people, supercars, great weather, weed is legal. Oh my God. I don't even smoke weed, but I love the smell of weed. Oh, like, honestly, I just want to live in the smell of weed. You can even buy like weed smelling candles. It smells like weed. Oh, need one. And, yeah, like, so I don't even smoke cannabis, but I am just super, super, super interested in cannabis culture. I love all the, you know, the quirky brands and designs and all these different companies developing this and making that. And, oh, it's just innovative. It's just super innovative. And yeah, even though I don't smoke it myself, I'm just, curious. I'm very curious to try it and, you know, and to, you know, and all these different strains for different things. You know, if you've got like fibromyalgia, you can smoke this strain. If you've got problem with your back, you can smoke this strain. If you've got glaucoma, you can smoke this strain. If you suffer with migraines all the time, you can smoke this strain. You know what I mean? And it's just, the medical point of view is there, you know. And it's just so cool. It's so cool. And, you know, I just really want to go and visit, like, a ton of dispensaries. And, you know, and I just think, like, you know, you can adapt that to your lifestyle. You know, there's a famous music composer and producer guy called Tony Anderson, and he makes like ambient cinematic music, and it's just, oh, it's amazing. He lives in LA, but he never used to. I can't think where he used to live, but you know, and he lives in LA, and he says, you know, he's got like hummingbirds in the back garden, and you know, It's just nice, you know, the weather, it's always warm, and I don't know, there's something pulling me towards LA. I don't know what it is, can't put my finger on it, you know, to go from the Wirral, you know, like near Liverpool, to LA, that's cool, you know. And the plan is to get skilled in, like, a career, like, have an actual skill. Because I'm good at a lot of creative stuff. I'm good at a lot of creative stuff. But creative stuff comes down to sort of right time. You know, being there at the right time. Sort of when something, you know, takes off or whatever. Whereas I just want like an actual skill. I want to be like, you know, when people go like, like, oh, what do you do for, you know, what do you work as? I'm a front-end web developer. I want to be able to say that I am something cool like that. And it looks cool, you know. You know, when I use, like, apps and stuff, like, there was, what was it called? There was a game. There was a game on the App Store. I use an iPhone, and it crashed my phone, right, to the point that my phone almost didn't turn on again, and I deleted the app in the end. And I loved that game. It was like a simulation sort of game. It was like, I don't know, construction simulator or something. It was something like that, you know what I mean? And it was just like, I loved it. I loved it. And it was so fun to play. But, like, a bug, you know, or a couple of bugs in that game, you know, kept crashing my phone. And in the end, my phone nearly didn't turn on. And I need my phone for work. I use my phone for my job. You know, there's a lot of stuff on my phone, like, you know, pictures, sensitive stuff. Yeah. And, you know, to sort of, to lose everything, oh my God, it scared the bejesus out of me. So I was like, fuck it, I'm deleting the app. And I did. Whereas, if it was being like, if it was being maintained by, you know, a developer, and they were keeping on top of it, and finding, you know, and correcting the bugs and stuff like that, then, well, I'd still be playing the game now. Do you get what I mean? But they, you know, they just left it, and it was like Bug City, and oh my God, it was horrendous. You know, and there's a lot of people saying like, yeah, but why do you want to, you know, why do you want to leave the UK? What, you know, you've got the NHS here and stuff like that. You can still get private medical insurance in the States, you know. Yeah, it's not the same as, you know, the NHS and blah, blah, blah. But I just need something different. Completely, like, you know, people move to Australia. I couldn't do that because the spiders are humongous. It's about the size of cars. There's no way, you know. Come into, like, me bedroom one day and there's, like, a huntsman spider in the corner. Fuck that. No, you couldn't pay me to fucking... Absolutely not. Imagine me pest control in Australia. Jesus. I'd have to wear, like, a hazmat suit. Like, I couldn't do it. There's no way. You know, and I know a guy who moved to Vietnam. You know, he's happily married, he's got a kid, he's, you know, he's having a great time, you know, and he has no interest in coming back to the world, and that's fine, that's totally fine. You know, people move to, like, Thailand, you know, and wherever, you know, people move to wherever, and that's fine, that's totally fine. And I just, personally want to move to the States because... there's so much, like, you know, it's great weather, architecture, you've got, you know, weed is legal, you know, you've got celebrities, you know, Silicon Valley, you know, center of the world for tech, and yeah, and just, I don't know, there's just something pulling me towards that. So if I can, you know, get on some medication, and I can learn, like, web development, like, front-end, the back-end, like, Jesus, like, because you can get front-end and back-end development. Back-end is, like, phew, Jesus, I'd need, like, a super degree in mathematics, and I'm terrible at math. So, I'm going to try my hardest at front-end web development and see how I get on, because when Tumblr, the blogging platform Tumblr, when that was, like, big in its prime, I would edit code. So I would edit code, you know, I'd find, like, good themes to make, you know, my Tumblr look good. And then, but it would always have, like, a glittery, flashy sort of made by, you know, I don't know. It would be made by whoever, but it'd be dead tacky and it would make the theme look fucking horrible, and I'd be like, there's got to be a way, and I figured it out to go into the code and just delete that flashy, glittery horribleness. So then, yeah, you know, the person who was, and, you know, I would always credit the person in my blog, you know what I mean, you know, theme by whoever, you know what I mean, so they're still getting credit, but that glittery, I just, no, edit that out of the code, just get rid of it. So, you know, and I enjoyed doing that as well. So, you know, even though I've not done front-end web developing, like, you know, in that sort of depth. I've done a little bit, and, you know, I've messed around with code before. I've never written code. I've just took stuff out of code. So, yeah, I'm not sure. But I just, you know, I want to give it a go. It's worth to give it a go. And, you know, like, if you go on Indeed, and you have a look at, you know, there's tons of front-end developer jobs. There's one here to work for the Fox Corporation, right? Minimum starting salary, $95,000. That's insane. That's crazy. That's like, Jesus, that's like, I don't know. It's like 80 grand or something. I don't even know what that is in like British money. I don't know. You know, and the salary here, it's full-time, right? But salary is $95,000 to $136,000 a year. That is crazy. And yet, you would have to pay tax on it and blah, blah, blah. But you're still on an absolute shed load of money. Here, you get, you know, benefits. You get 401k, dental insurance, health insurance, paid time off, vision insurance. I don't even know what that is, but... And then you go into, like, you know, the responsibilities. Yeah, you know, you've got quite a few responsibilities there. But there's nowhere there that it says you need a computer science degree. So that means I could go for that. I could go for that. You know, obviously in 5 or 6 years, it's not going to be there. You know what I mean? There's going to be, like, you know, that job will have been taken or whatever. But... yeah, I just, you know, and it's just refreshing, I guess. And I'd love a skill, you know what I mean? You know, so if I, say like I applied for that and I got it, Jesus Christ, I'm on like more money than God. Like that's a lot of money, that's like, oh my God, that's like, you know. And obviously when it then gets, you know, the currency gets changed. So if I have a look at, if I go on xe.com, got the app on my phone. So if I have a look at, let's have a look at 95,000 dollars is, no, I did it wrong. 95,000. So $95,000 is £74,345. That's crazy. But, you know, it could go up. So let's do 136. 136,000 dollars, right, is 106,431 pounds. Over 100 grand a year. That's crazy. That's crazy. Now obviously you're going to get hit with a lot of tax there. But and I don't even know. Let's have a look at, let's jump on Google. Tax rate in UK. So, yeah, so it would be, so you're on the higher rate, so it'd be 40%, so that's 106,000, let's have a look, 106,000, take away 40%, that's still £63,600 a year. That's crazy, you know. And then, and bearing in mind, I'm not going to be currency conversion because I'll be living in the States. So I'm not even losing money on conversion, if you get what I mean. So, so if I divide that by 12, £5,300 a month. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Like... you know, and yeah, that, you know, and that's just one thing. That's like, you know, it's full time, but, you know, and it doesn't really, there isn't that much like stuff like on there. But like if I go down, like there's just loads. There's just, it's just crazy. It's, uh, Like, you can even work, like, you know, you can even work for TikTok in LA. Like, it's crazy. Lordy, all the benefits there, Jesus Christ. So you get 401k matching, AD and D insurance, I don't even know what that is, disability insurance, employee assistance program, flexible spending account, health insurance, health savings account, paid parental leave, paid sick time, paid time off, parental leave, RSU, vision insurance. I don't even know what half of them are. Like, see, for that one, so I mean, that's ridiculous. That's a software engineer. That's not web development. So that's like completely different. But, you know, the starting salary for that is $106,400 a year. And it goes up to $237,500 a year. That's just crazy. You look quarter of $1 million. That's crazy. Yeah, but the qualifications, bachelor's degree or higher in computer science or equivalent majors. You know what I mean? And I don't want to go into like software engineering. That's just way too technical for me. But see, and then if you go here, lead software engineer front end, working for Disney and ESPN, right? Working in Santa Monica, California, $149,300 to $200,200 a year. That is just bonkers. And that's working with Disney and ESPN, like as a front end developer. You know, and like, you know, like the responsibilities, you know, there's quite a lot of stuff there, but it's, you know, if you enjoy developing and working within code, like, you know, obviously you've got like, you can have a lot of like responsibilities for that amount of money. You know, it's like being air traffic control or something, you know, you're going to need a lot, but here you don't need a degree. Basic qualifications: proven mastery of front-end web development technologies and principles, comprehensive knowledge of JavaScript, JS frameworks, and server-side templating, experience with task automation, driven and self-motivated. Yeah, like, oh yeah, so, okay, so education, a bachelor's of science, computer science. But I think like if you were good enough, you know, there's I saw like a video recently, and this person was like, I didn't even go to school, and like, you know, I didn't even go to university and get like a degree, and I'm on like, you know, I don't know, $180,000 a year. So it is totally doable. You know, and like, I wouldn't even have to be on that much money. Like, I don't know how much it is to live in LA, but that's probably why it is so much. I don't know. But I don't know. It's just like, there's just something sort of like pulling me towards LA. I don't know. And I genuinely, you know, bloody hell, if I move to LA, bloody hell. So I'd be skilled in front-end web development, and I'd just be smoking weed all the time. Like, I'd be thin, I'd be happy, you know, and I'd just be, yeah, just soaking up the sunshine. And I just think, like, it's all about lifestyle change, you know what I mean, and what's possible. And, you know, I don't think I could learn, like, front-end developing without, like, you know, medication to sort of help me focus. But so you know, this was just like a little episode. I say little, I don't even know how long I've been recording, like what, half an hour or something. Little episode on lifestyle. And yeah, that's my plan. So I'm hoping in 5 or 6 years to move to LA, be skilled in front-end web development, and yeah, just, yeah, that's kind of my vibe. So Yeah. All right, guys. I'll catch you for the next episode. Catch you soon. Peace.